Oh, she loved TV, but how much did she love TV? She began as the show business professional whose discerning eye would separate the chumps from the contestants with real talent on American Idol, but she very quickly became American Wacko.
I think what Paula was trying to say was...
you don't know what I'm trying to say.
I do, actually.
No, you don't.
Well, what Paula was trying to say is, it's being reported in the entertainment press this morning, Paula Abdul will not be a part of the ninth season of that television behemoth, that U.S. cultural celebrity campfire and employment program for Ryan Seacrest, American Idol. So Paula is out. And again, her wackiness will certainly be missed. And joining us to talk about what this means for American Idol and for Paula Abdul, for that matter, is Brian Stelter, media reporter for The New York Times in Ocean City, Maryland. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
And Evan Gregory, a former American Idol contestant on season two and member of the Gregory Brothers. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
Evan, you actually had one-on-one experience with Paula Abdul. What expertise, what sense of kind of entertainment acumen is American Idol going to miss with her departure?
Well, she was subject to total adulation by all the contestants who themselves were avid fans of the show at the time. But I don't think anyone had any misconceptions about her being the real brains behind the judging team.
That's Cowell, right?
Of course, of course. He was both intimidating and entirely respected.
But, Brian, wasn't a big element of this show the chemistry between the hosts, kind of like the chemistry John and I have? Like, I'm his Paula Abdul, he's Simon Cowell over here.
No.
It absolutely was, and viewers either loved Paula or hated Paula for that reason, but obviously adding a fourth vote.
Listeners, will you love me, please?
The problem with that comparison, Amy Holmes, is that you can actually complete sentences, okay, and you get things right. Listen to this.
And the two songs made me feel like you're not fighting hard enough to get into the top four. So, David Cook.
No, we should just on the first song now. Just on the first one.
Just on the first.
I thought you. Oh my God! I thought you sang twice.
Wow,
just
see,
once, but no, Paula,
just the first one, just the
Paula,
first one.
You're seeing the future, baby. You're seeing the future.
You know
she's
what?
Coming back. All right,
this is hard.
Okay, Paula.
No, it's David.
Paula, who is your favorite?
John, that just makes her relatable.
Well, no, but you have not done that on this program. Let's just say that for the record. Brian Stelter,
I can try.
I'm going to miss those kind of moments on American Idol. I'm going to miss that.
Well, there's been problems like that off the set, too. There was one television interview where she was speaking nonsensically and slurring her words. She sometimes came to work with an injury and then couldn't explain what the injury was. But that's what made some fans love her more. I suppose some people are attracted to that kind of judge.
A couple of details on the sort of entertainment elements here. I mean, do you believe that she walked away from a $5 million contract? Apparently, Ryan Seacrest got $10 million when he re-upped, and, you know, Kyle is worth millions and millions and millions in his ownership of the Idol brand.
Yeah, well, I think she was serious about the money. I think she felt she was being treated unfairly. And once the press reports leaked out about how much money Ryan Seacrest was making and about how much the other judges were making, the writing might have been on the wall. I think the other element here is that Idol's been on for 8 years now, and she may not want to be second fiddle to Simon Cowell anymore.
And, you know, actually that's fairly common in the entertainment industry. If, you know, one of the actors is getting paid a lot less and feels that they are equally contributing to the show.
Yeah, well, I walk away from $5 million deals once, twice, three times a week, really. Evan Gregory, was there any hint in your experience that there was a drug problem or some sort of, you know, off-the-set kind of issue for Paula Abdul?
Absolutely not. Now, my appearance with the show was pretty early on in its trajectory. It was already quite popular, but the reports that we've heard are several years down the road, and I think it's certainly possible that after years in the spotlight, you know, something else could have happened in her personal life. But at the time of my experience with her, she was entirely lovely, very personable and likable.
Yeah, let's get to that, because Paula Abdul is very admired by her, a lot of her fans, and for, you know, being warm and generous with the contestants. Was that your experience?
Yes, very much so. And she provided a very welcome counterpoint to Cowell's personality.
Tell us about that.
Well, quite frankly, he's the same person off camera as he was on camera, at least to the contestants. I'm sure he's different in his personal relationships, but he basically maintained the same relationships with contestants at all times so that he could kind of have that scowling, intimidating personality, and so that you wouldn't have any undue confidence in entering the audition room by knowing him as some other person.
So scowl rhymes with cowl. I love that.
So did Paula really serve a purpose for you then in getting comfortable to be able to perform and perform well?
Yeah, in fact, during my time on the show, there was actually a 4 or 5 day process of auditioning before you saw the celebrity judges. I think that's slightly changed now, but there's something similar that happens. And so on the 4th or 5th day, when you're finally getting to see the celebrity judges, you're completely exhausted. Your attitude is that of some kind of beaten down soldier that's been held in detention for 4 or 5 days. You
and
haven't seen the light of day.
And there's Paula, you know, ready to give you a hug. Of course you're going to fall in love with her.
A beaming smile, a welcoming face. Everyone was totally, totally at their knees just waiting for her to arrive.
Well, Brian Stelter, if the 9th season for American Idol is the jump the shark season, losing Paula Abdul means there are fewer options for actually jumping the shark. I mean, what can they do on Idol?
Well, I think they recognize they need to make tweaks. They need to, in some way, each season now refresh the format. I mean, this is a show that is getting a bit long in the tooth. It's still the most popular show in the country. It's going to remain that way for the foreseeable future. But it has been almost a decade, and I can understand someone like Paula Abdul deciding that she's better off on her own after almost a decade on this show.
Well, quickly on that, the future for Paula Abdul, a reality show of her own, American Loathing, America. I mean, what do you think?
She has tried some reality shows in the past. Of course, they were no Idol, but they were something. And look, there's always the possibility she'll come back to Idol.
Oh, of course. I mean, I loved it, though. Reading the Entertainment Press, we wish her well, said the producers.
Right,
that's a euphemism in L.A. for I hope you die tomorrow, correct?
It's a euphemism in some quarters in New York also, but
that's
never
right.
Say never.
Never say never. And there are no bridges that can possibly be burned in the entertainment industry, right?
Or rebuilt with enough money.
According to Brian Stelter, media reporter for our partner, the New York Times, talking to us from Ocean City, Maryland, about Paula Abdul leaving American Idol in the 9th season. Also joining us, Evan Gregory, a former Idol contestant. Evan was on American Idol in season 2. Thanks for joining us, Evan.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.